Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
720 WGN, the sun's up. The traffic is moving. Although there's still delays on some of the trains, the South Shore train and the Metro Electric, 30-40 minute delays as police continue their investigation of the shooting last night. And then the subsequent killing as two police officers struck by train down in the train yard at 130th and Cottage Grove. But yeah, we'll continue that story, and we'll, of course, that's going to be a story that's going to dominate the news in the upcoming days. But 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We continue our broadcast this morning, and it's time for another great. We have a lot of great segments about people doing great things this morning on WGN.
That's right. So on the show, Justin, as you know, we've met a lot of amazing people that have lost children to pediatric illnesses. Cancer, brain tumors, etc. And through that, we have found out that there's very little funding that goes into research for curing these things. Right. And so they've all had to create their own foundations in order to put money toward this research. And one of the families we've met is the family of Ross McNeil, who is a hockey-playing kid that lost his battle with a brain tumor 5 years ago. And so his mom, Kim McNeil, has been on the show with us multiple times. We talked to them the day after Stan Mikita passed because Ross and Stan had a great relationship. And so one of the things we haven't talked much about are to the siblings, usually because they are also kids. You know, they're siblings of kids that have gone. But Ross's sister, Rachel, is here today for the first time. She is 20 years old, and she's a sophomore at Miami of Ohio. And she is an artist. She's also a photographer. And if you follow her, she's gotten to take pictures of the Stanley Cup while she was at school. Great. She does some work with the Blackhawks and things like that. So welcome, Rachel. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So she has from, well, first of all, tell us about your relationship with your brother.
Yeah, my mom and I were talking about this the other night because it's the holidays. It's such a, this is a great time of year for our family. But we used to have a rink in our backyard. Like, we used to skate. That was, that's a good time of year. There's a lot of good memories.
There's a, because you're a hockey sister. Once
yeah.
a hockey sister, always a hockey sister. Hockey takes over the whole family. And it's a tight community, so it makes you never want to leave it.
Oh, no.
And so one of the things that's important in hockey is the hats. And what do they call the hats, the players?
Oh, the toques.
The toques.
Yes.
Yeah. So the knit cap, you know, when you see the players, Dave, before a game, they come in with their suits on and things, right. but they're always wearing a knit hat, you know,
yep.
so... That's what they're doing. So the first year that Ross passed, you came up with an idea. You were 15 years old. And what is that idea?
Yeah, we have hats with hearts. So my brother always wore a hat. He was a little chilly normally, but after all that his body had been through, it he gets a little colder, right? So after hockey practice, at school, whatever, the hat goes on, it's cozy. It's like he had good style, too. It was like he had a couple hats that he liked to wear. So we have, I have hats with heart now. This is our fifth year doing it. And what we do, these hats are special because they, one, raise awareness. They're a $33 donation for pediatric brain tumor research. And they give a hat, a comfortable, cozy toque, to a brain tumor patient who is in the hospital over the holidays.
And so you've been doing these hats here. In Lurie's?
Yes.
And then you've branched out. You have two other hospitals?
Yes. This year, we're at Lurie. We're at CHOP out of Philadelphia and University of San Francisco, or California, San Francisco.
And the significance, Justin, about 33 is that was Ross's number. Mm-hmm. And so 33 has been a part of your lives in crazy ways. It keeps showing up as often it does when you lose somebody. 33 and the color orange. Those are Ross's big things, right?
Oh,
and so,
yeah.
As you see, Rachel's wearing a orange tough.
Got sweat. Both of them on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so she's that's a part of Ross's legacy.
Rachel, they're, obviously to do this to honor the memory and legacy of your brother is special. To continue to do this, it takes work. And obviously as it expands, it takes more and more work. How do you handle that with your school and everything else going on to continue to do this very, very important thing, but also live your life?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that's always going to be important to me because I lived this with my brother. So, yeah, I'm at school, but I want to make time to do, like, I'm in charge of our social media and our photography, and those are two things I love. And then combined that with honoring my brother's memory, that's, like, something I want to make time for while I'm away. Also, like, I work with my mom, so we plan when's going to work best for us to talk and get stuff out there, because, yeah, we want to stay on top of things.
I know that she gives you... You know, being a photographer, Rachel is a perfectionist in editing, and mom will say, it's fine, just put it up there. And Rachel, you know, a little regular 20-year-old mom relationship. And your brother actually kind of commissioned you guys to do this. Before he, you know, passed, he had asked you guys, like, I want you to make sure no other kid has to go through this. So I don't think Rachel has an option. She has to find the time and make it happen.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is really a testament to my brother's character. Like, imagine this, my little brother sits my family down in our living room, and after we find out there's no more treatment that he can go through, thanks us. And how powerful is that? He wants our family to make a promise to him to not let other kids go through what he's been through. That's incredible. So yeah, that's not something I'm gonna give up on.
As you mentioned at the beginning of the segment, Mary, that you know, there's far too many organizations and foundations have to do this work because the lack of funding and research and other things that go into pediatric cancer and tumor research. You know, when you go through this and you raise this money and you continue to honor the legacy, and like your brother said, he doesn't want other kids to have to go through this. Is that in the back of your mind that this is work you have to do almost in the private sector because the public sector is letting us down?
Absolutely. And the most amazing thing about this research is the more I learn about, I mean, I'm not a doctor by any means, but what I've learned through these years in the foundation is it is feasible to cure this with the kind of funding that we are helping with. It can happen. And there is research out there that is getting really close to figuring out how to cure and help this disease even more.
I think, Justin, the first time we had your mom and Rachel, that we had learned that the treatment that Ross was getting was, like, developed in 1960. It hadn't been, you know, they weren't even doing new chemo. Right. You know, that was what he was up against, you know. So we're in the 2000s, you know. So that's just, it's disappointing on our government's end that that's not where the money goes.
Well, as you, this is, you said this coming up on the fifth year, mm-hmm. It's the fifth year of this. Do you feel that there are inroads being made? Do you feel like because of the work that you're doing and the continued fight for this and for your brother's legacy that you are seeing at least a push forward?
Absolutely. And so we funded Lurie Children's, and this year we're bringing on for Hats with Heart, but also in general our research funding, CHOP out of Philadelphia, and the CBTTC and University of San Francisco, California. What they're doing is working together with other hospitals and having tissue banks that are accessible from other hospitals. So you have this compiled joint research that's happening. It's something that even I can understand would make sense to advance research.
Right, to do it together. We've talked about this. We just had the hospital people in, right around here, about how working together, it makes sense. We're
right,
all like studying the same stuff, share information, and that could only good can come from that.
You know, as we do hit the holiday season, and as you mentioned, there's a lot of great memories. And I thought that it was a great way to think about that, too, that, you know, we had a guest in yesterday talked about this being a hard time. It is a hard time when you lose a loved one. But in your case, as you just mentioned, you seem to focus more on the good memories that came from the holidays.
I think that's, of course, it's hard. Holidays are hard for a lot of people, but the great thing my family does is we can talk about my brother, and Ross is my brother. That's our family. This is how it looks now. It's different, but we have awesome memories growing up. So, like, when we're going to get a little bit of snow here in the next couple of weeks, like, my brother loved snow and skating outside in the snow. So focusing on those good things, I mean, that's the only way we're going to get through a tough holiday.
It's an amazing attitude to have. I mean, that's, like, refreshing. So the website is r33m.org. What can we do to help you with your Hat for Heart?
Yeah, Hats with Heart, you just go into our website, you go to our store, and in the store we have a Hats with Heart part, and you make a $33 donation through that link. It's also in our social media.
Somebody gets a hat.
Yes, and a child gets, you make the donation, and a child at one of the three hospitals gets that hat.
And you bring the hats.
We're wrapping them in a couple weeks. I think next Friday we're going to Lurie Children's to wrap.
Wow. This, yeah. Rachel, thanks so much for being here. Great. It's amazing. Again, the website is r33m.org, and it's the fifth annual Hats with Heart, which is in honor of your brother.
Yeah. And good for you. At 15, cancer. She started, you know, that was her first kickoff of the hats, and it's just only getting bigger and doing incredible things there. So
thank
way
you.
To go.
Gotta keep that promise.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.